Track 463.
The ship models of the packet ship Coriolanus tells of Cape Verdean's evolving relationship to the sea. The ships first started out as whaling ships, and as the industry waned, they were repurposed for cargo and people immigrating to the United States. Note the replica of the Ernestina Morrissey, which served as a major packet ship for transporting immigrants to the United States. As you move forward and turn to the left middle case, you will note the various paintings, photos, and artifacts that describe the Cape Verdean contribution, an integral part of the whaling industry. Note the scrimshaw, number 9, a traditional pastime of whalers on their long journeys. Turning back to the balcony railing on your right, you see an image from Russell and Purrington's panorama. Other panorama images of Cape Verde are on the ceiling to your right. A scene from Brava is facing you, and a volcanic eruption on the island of Fogo is on the other side. Cidade Velha, which means old city in Portuguese, is on the Isle of Santiago. Cidade Velha was founded by the Portuguese in 1462 and is the oldest settlement in Cape Verde and the oldest subtropical European colony. In this image, Yankee whalers are anchored off Cidade Velha, a town near Porto Praia. Cidade Velha was a center of the slave trade, and schooners were frequently employed as fast-sailing slavers. The slave pillory that you saw in the first large case you viewed in the exhibit was located just behind the buildings in the valley on the beach. It still stands there today as a memorial. The fort was erected not to protect in times of war, but to protect the city from pirates who frequently raided the island. Turning back to the balcony railing on your right, there are three photograph reproductions from the bark Wanderer. This whaling ship, which first embarked in 1878, had an all-Cape Verdean crew by the time it wrecked off the island of Cuttyhunk in 1924. As the whaling industry declined, Cape Verdean men continued to engage in whaling as it offered an opportunity to escape difficult conditions in Cabo Verde, such as drought, famine, and colonial mismanagement of the islands. This shipwreck is symbolically viewed as the end of the American whaling industry. Starting on the left, the first photo is from the 1921 voyage of the Wanderer and is part of a series of photographs of my own great-grandfather, Philip Gomes, I discovered by chance in our archives. The second picture is of some of the crew that survived the 1924 shipwreck, which people came from all over the region to see. Finally, the third picture of a baby on board is the child of the Wanderer's first mate, James Gomes, on board the ship.